have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam. We got a full house for the first time here in 2026. And it's a good thing we got a full house because Illinois takes down Rutgers 81-55. Ho hum, ho hum. Another Big Ten win here on a Thursday night in January. Got a little prickly there, I know, for the fans that were in the stadium there. I got a little dangerous weather alert, so hope everyone stayed safe. But for those of us watching the game, ho-hum, ho-hum, another double-digit win over a Big Ten foe. And, yeah.
Just another sleepy 20-plus point win. Just forgettable night. But, yeah, it's great that we are just such a consistent Big Ten basketball team that just beats teams that they're supposed to beat and on to Iowa. Like, just keep doing what you're doing, Brad. We will always appreciate this because we remember how bad we were, and playing Rutgers at home used to not be a guarantee for a long time.
You used to need like a freshman record from Georgie, or like a double overtime at the rack, or like, you know, some crazy shit at the end. Like, this is you use the word unforgettable, Johnny, where like when we get down to the end of the season, we might just like forget the fact that we beat Rutgers by 26 points. Like, almost like a lot in a sense of like, you want to forget about it. You forget about a loss. Like, oh yeah, we beat Rutgers by 25, 26 on a Thursday night in January when it monsooned in Champaign. Just ho-hum, ho-hum. Easy does.
I mean, we did preface this entire game by saying they were worse than some of our non-con opponents that we paid to be in Champaign. But yes, what a wonderful win that we can forget about in 3 days.
It's a Big Ten win. It's a Big Ten win. I mean, yes, they scored the least amount of points in the half and any team did in State Farm, or any team against Illinois this team. And there were some quad four cupcakes there. This will end up being a quad
four.
No way.
Home game, bad team, very bad team.
Four.
This is going to be a quad four win.
Unless they like.
Look, it's still a Big Ten. It still counts, obviously, in the Big Ten standing. So it's still a plus one.
Really good point. That's actually as good of a point. That's as good of a point as Keaton Wagler good at basketball.
Did I do my New Year's resolution to make one good point? Did I get it?
Bang.
That it counts as a win in the Big Ten standings, even if it's a quad four against a shitty Rutgers team who did beat Oregon, though. So, you know, remains to be seen, the Steve Pickle experiment here. But yes, that's kind of a bummer that it's a Q4.
I do have news for you, Maddie. Oregon also bad this year.
I know.
So looking forward to that win on the schedule. But hey, we thought Missouri was going to be really bad, and now they've reeled off wins against Florida and Kentucky. So,
but is Kentucky good? I don't know. We should get really deep into the transitive. What's the Oregon Ohio State score right now?
10-4.
Is Florida good? They raised a banner in the secret scrimmage.
We're talking about the 13th and the 30th ranked team on KenPom for the teams that Missouri beat. So that's good news. Now, does that mean anything? Johnny will say one thing, like record says the other thing.
A sleepy win in Champaign on a Thursday night. that's the lead, right? Is that the lead if you guys are writing the newspaper article here? If newspapers are still a thing. Sleepy win.
I mean, it was crazy, though. Like, we went on that run at the end of the first half where I think we were, like, 1-for-7 at one point. And it was like, Illinois is on an 8-0 run. Like, we just were not shooting the ball well at all. Rutgers just didn't score a point from the 8-minute mark to the entire half. And eventually the shots kind of went in for Illinois.
But at the end of the half, when they said that we were on a 20-0 run to close the half, I was just like, wait a second, what just happened? I kind of forgot that that happened.
I mean, we were up 27 at halftime, shooting below 50% from the field.
That's
Like,
really embarrassing. A 20-0 run in a big game. Like, imagine that.
Great point.
guys, I do have a take though, that I've been wanting to air out with you guys.
Perfect
It's,
place to do it.
yeah, right. Okay, so I feel like one of the standouts from this game was Jake Davis. And my thought on Jake Davis is he's kind of like inside out, like Dane Danger, in that like he's a really good 3-point shooter against the mid-major and low-level Big Ten teams in a way that like Dane Danger just dominated the paint against like mid-majors, Big Ten teams. Now he's just like reliably gonna hit 4 threes against the lower level teams. What do you guys think?
When you said inside out, I thought you were talking about the movie. Like, I thought with.
Yeah, like the feelings. Yeah. Yeah.
It, like, the inverse, just instead of point shot, like, instead of in the paint, like, he hit, like,
Yes.
he shows up.
Exactly.
He's, like, kind of the
Exactly.
opposite of, like, a big game Boz. He's just, like, mid-major from.
And like against really good teams, you worry about his defense, but I'm not concerned about his defense against a Rutgers or against a mid-major in a way where he can just be on the floor and then be in the corner for wide open threes and just splash them every time.
I think that's probably pretty fair. He played 21 minutes. He's probably not going to play 21. He might not play 21 minutes against Iowa on Sunday. He might not play 21 minutes in, very many Big Ten games moving forward. But like, I you might be onto something, Johnny.
People are saying.
People are saying they have been calling him the inside out,
Dane Danger,
Dane Danger. They were saying that. I think you might be onto something.
He was a team high plus 28 today. So,
Okay, in 21 minutes. Okay,
yeah.
very impressive. Okay, if Jake Davis can be a thing in conference play, in the same way that we said that about Dane a couple of years ago, if Dane can be a thing, if Jake can be a thing, give you a little more depth off the bench right there, then hey, Mercer's got some guys.
He Dane did have like a few nice tournament moments. So that'd be fun for Jake
He didn't miss a
Davis.
shot. He didn't miss a shot in that game.
Yeah, that's a nice tournament
I
moment.
know.
That
He didn't miss a single. That's more than a nice tournament moment. That he didn't miss a single shot. That's a whole one shining moment there.
So that'd be very fun if
Jake Davis doesn't miss a single shot in the Sweet 16.
that I would take I hot take I would take that. It
Cool.
both means we're in the Sweet 16 and he doesn't miss a shot.
Yes, that could also mean we don't play in the Sweet 16 and he doesn't take a shot. By that logic,
Okay, so yeah, I guess what I'm saying is right now in our 3 versus 14 game, Jake Davis is gonna have 4 threes. You heard it here first.
Mercer revenge game, you think? Is Mercer,
Oh, that would be fun. That would be very fun.
Mercer revenge game coming out of
Yeah,
the Wexamo Conference?
he hates Mercer.
It's part of my, it's my new chapter of fanfic. That Jake Davis, it's chapter three. Well, there was a chapter two, I can't remember. I moved on to something after Bragging Rights. But chapter three of my book is that Jake Davis hates Mercer. Sam, what conference are they out of?
I think they might be in the southern now. Let me look it up.
Okay.
Are
I
they
think they
not in the
changed.
Sun Belt?
No.
No. Mercer
Because
basketball.
they're group of five football.
Mercer?
Yeah.
Really?
What? Mercer's in the Southern Conference. This is basketball. Mercer football. And if anyone's listening and they know it, feel free
Shout,
to
just
chime
shout
in.
it out.
Feel free
Just
to chime
shout it
in.
out. Just chime in.
They're in the Southern for football as well.
Oh,
Huh.
okay.
Okay. The Southern Conference. Is that the same? Is Southern in that conference?
I believe Tarleton State is in that conference. Let me confirm.
They had a really good. They beat which military academy? They beat a military academy in football, like week two.
I think they beat Army.
We were at Finley
And then
Dunn's. Yeah,
they beat
watching
Army, and then Army ended
Tarleton.
up. Tarleton's, I don't know if they are in the Southern, but Billy Gillespie, there's.
Billy Gillespie and others are in the Southern. Anyways, Is our boy Steve Pickle cooked?
I don't think he just doesn't give this era vibes, even though he landed two of the top recruits last year.
It's just incredible. We were talking about this last episode that you just did nothing with
Yeah.
that. You just squandered an opportunity at recruiting the two top dudes in America and just couldn't make the tournament. We were talking about Sam. You know where he's going back to after and next year. Do you think he's a homecoming? Do you think he can?
I legitimately was thinking about that. I was like, where would he be a good fit?
And
Stony
where?
Brook.
And you think? Do you think
Yeah.
all roads lead home?
All
What
roads.
is the kind of program like that? Because I think there are a lot of programs out there that could use like a Steve Peichel. Like I think he, in the same way, obviously that Fran is probably going to tear it up at Penn now. Like, is there just some random like mid-major that absolutely could just wreak havoc with like an X's and O's? Steve Peichel could probably just like recruit just like solid dudes to play like hard for him. I'm sure he could absolutely just wreck it up. You think like he could join John Gross in the MAC or something and just tear it up for like another decade before he retires?
Maybe he's an East Coast guy, so maybe like Iona, Siena. He could like a school. He was an assistant at George Washington. I could see him maybe in the A10. He's a
How do
good.
you
He's.
know that he was an assistant at George
I'm looking. I'm
Washington?
looking at his.
Okay,
I'm looking at his
okay,
bio. I
okay.
knew he was from the East
Johnny,
Coast, but I
you're
didn't
not
know
one to
that.
talk. Like 4 times a week, I'll
Yeah.
be like, "How did you know?" Like we were
Oh,
talking about what's his face's dad was
yeah.
the.
Well, we can ask Josh and Sam that question.
All right. Let's hear
Josh
it.
and Sam, do you know what high school Jeff Alexander's dad is the coach at or
Is it
has
like
been the coach at?
Lincoln? How do you guys know that?
Thank
Crazy.
you.
Okay.
We're
Oh, his dad's been a coach for like 70 years.
yeah.
I didn't remember which high school it was. Couple ball
Okay,
knowers.
so
Not an X's and O's podcast, but more of just a like where did his dad coach high school kind of podcast is more of what we do around here. We don't usually talk about the actual game. But yeah, I wouldn't want to talk about another man's job. He's still employed at Rugster. But yeah,
yeah,
obviously
I
he's
mean,
gotta.
look at how well John Gross is doing at Akron. Like, certain coaches just thrive in that situation. So,
Mid-major
best of luck
aura.
to Steve. He seems like a nice guy.
Well, he's not fired. He's not fired
Yeah,
yet. Again,
that's true.
we are talking as if he's just
Good
dead.
riddance. Yeah.
Good. R.I.P. Steve Pickle.
I
No,
was,
he's not dead yet.
I'm getting really off topic with this comment here, but I was thinking
There
today
is no
just,
topic.
I know. I was just thinking today about like how we were really in the basement in football and basketball alongside Rutgers like 8 years ago. And my senior year, I worked in the athletic department and I attended Lovey's press conference after the Rutgers loss. Really bad, just like program not a good spot. And I remember someone asking him about like players unionizing in college football right after the loss. And I was like, oh my God, like, why would you ask that right now? Like,
What was
we
his
just lost
response?
to Rutgers. Like, why?
What was his response to that?
His response is, we only pay attention to what happens in our building. We're focused on what happens in our program.
Yeah. Okay, that's a very
But I
lovey
that just
answer.
today, like when we were beating the, you know what, out of Rutgers, I was thinking like our athletic department, basketball and football have come such a long way because that was the season right after we blew our tournament shot to
By
Rutgers.
Rutgers, that
Yeah.
was one
That
of the
was
worst days
brutal.
of college. That was just, you guys were abroad watching that probably at
I
like
was
3 in
up,
the
I was
morning.
literally up at like 4 a.m. watching Geo Baker and Our Lives.
That was awful, getting buzzer beatered to get, but look, butterfly effect. Are we sitting here right now if we don't get rugstered by Geo Baker? Are we here right now with Brad Underwood in year 9, 2 years off of an Elite Eight? With guys like Io and Terrence and Kofi. I know it's impossible because there's literally billions of data points of butterfly effects with college, but
I mean
maybe Gross
that
doesn't get fired
probably
that
buys, yeah.
year. Maybe he
Like
stays another year.
that was
Yeah.
Whitman kind of had to like take a stand firing Gross as his first like big firing. And I don't know if he could have come in and done that if Gross had made a tournament the year
That's so
prior.
Whitman did fire him before Selection Sunday, and he made the comment that like making the tournament wasn't ne he's like, some people think we're going to make the tournament, and that's not what I define success as for this program. Granted, if we had like made the tournament and won a game, then the likelihood of John Gross staying would have been significantly higher. But But
That would
it
be
would have
like
been crazy if we'd made the tournament and Whitman still got rid of him.
that could like really remember, was it Long Beach State who fired their coach and let him coach in the
Oh,
tournament? And like
he won
that could
two. He won him
really,
in like a
yeah.
game or two. I think he won at least a game. Yeah, that was an awesome story. They really screwed that one up right there. Yeah, there's a lot of revisionist history there, but I think that Whitman kind of wanted to clean house with John Gross and with
Yeah.
football too. I think he was kind of looking for a way out of that contract right there with Whitman. But like, look, maybe Underwood gets high, you know, even if Whitman's or if Gross stays an extra year, Underwood goes God somewhere else, you know, or stays at Oklahoma State or something. Like, you never know.
But to Sam's point about like us and Rutgers were both in the gutter in both sports, it's so great to be on the other side and be like, wow, Josh Whitman got it right and hired just two better coaches than Rutgers did. Like, obviously, Rutgers basketball is difficult, but hiring Brett Bielema and Brad Underwood compared to Steve Peichel and Greg Schiano, like, thank you, Josh. Thank you, Josh.
Giano was probably still a solid hire for them.
But
Like,
like
he's the
it
most
was not as good
successful.
as Brett Bielema, who
No,
was
of course
available.
not. Oh,
Like
absolutely
it
not.
just I feel very lucky to not be at the bottom of the rung like they are. And
Yeah.
like, okay, now they're maybe more of a 5-7, 6-6 football team, but we're above them.
Man.
I think they're getting screwed by NIL to join this conversation. They don't have like besides Jersey Mike's guy, they have no one else.
Oh, Tommy,
Private
Danny DeVito,
private
Danny
equity
DeVito.
and they in private equity kind of screwed them. That's
But
kind of crazy.
Greg Schiano was ahead of it because at his introductory basketball game, more,
It's an
Maddie, you
all-timer.
know what
It's
I'm about to say.
an all-timer. He's like, we'll
If
take
you,
your money if you have it. We'll take your this. He's
he's
just
like,
like,
if you have money, we'll
it's like
take
a
it
stick
too.
up at halftime. He basically gets on the half court with a microphone. He goes, all right, get your fucking wallets out. We'll take your money. We'll take your keys. We'll take your firstborn kid. Just give me everything for Rutgers
He robbed him
football.
dry.
He robbed him dry and, are barely beating Purdue in football. So yeah, look, obviously he's like the winningest all-time coach there. He had that one really, really good year where they got that. I don't. It was back before they called them like New Year's Six Bowls, right? Where it was like a, it's like a an Orange Bowl or something. Remember
Ray,
that?
yeah,
They
like
got
a
with
Ray
the,
Rice here.
or whatever. But this, wow, this has turned into a Rutgers football podcast here. But yes, Johnny and Sam, to your point, it feels nice to be relevant in the revenue sports. It feels nice. Ho hum, we're tied now with Purdue for the most wins back, but 83 since 2020. Most wins in football in the last 2 years with 19. Like, ho hum, just another day in the Big Ten for the Fighting Illini.
Oh, hum.
Ho hum, ho hum. Anything else about Rutgers? Otherwise, we'll look ahead to Sunday, if we make it.
Well, Sam, I was going to make the point earlier. The other, another press conference question that was really stupid that I remember around the same time when Whitman fired Gross, they asked Whitman in his press conference if he would interview Jamal Walker for the head coaching job. It was like, why would I hire an assistant coach on a team that can't make the tournament when I can go out and hire a guy who just turned around Oklahoma State like in 1 year and won 100 games at Stephen F. Austin in like three season.
This will
Like,
help Jamal achieve his
yeah.
dream. That's Sam's favorite line.
There should be like a penalty box if you ask a question like that.
Will Miles Smith be coaching this weekend?
Fair question. Yeah,
Miles Smith will
that's.
not be
Did
coaching.
you? I was looking at Miles Smith the other day. He hasn't been in football in like since Lovie got fired
Do
from
you
the
think maybe
Texans.
it's because he's not a good pro coach?
He's very familiar with the defense that his father has
Okay.
gotten himself fired with.
He did a good job with Tariq. He recruited Tariq Barnes. Like, that was a hit. You know what? Credit where it's due. He hit with Tariq Barnes.
Which, by the way, credit where credit is due for a son evaluating a really good prospect because Tyler Underwood did evaluate Keaton Wagler, which they
Yes.
talked about on the broadcast tonight, that Tyler was the one pitching Brad on Keaton because he was such a good passer, and Brad didn't even see him play in person until he was like on campus. So
did you guys enjoy the broadcast transition tonight?
Yeah, I think Sean Morris did great. I liked the little vignette they talked about where like the call dropped, and they, did you guys hear that, where it was like they were talking with Keaton on the phone and like the call dropped and
oh yes,
call back happened to me too. I'm still waiting on my, I'm pretty sure he called, I'm still waiting on my call back from Coach Underwood for my offer. Like I think it was him. I think it was him. Josh, you didn't enjoy the broadcast tonight?
I think
Sean,
there's
Kevin?
better combos out there, and I'm shocked they just didn't put their number one to an Illinois Rutgers during a college football playoff. That's just my shock.
We haven't gotten Bardo this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is
Maddie
he?
Maddie and I were talking about that earlier today, that
well, is he not doing games anymore?
Bardo is not doing games. Hummel got elevated to
the 53
the NBA.
Man. Oh, did
so,
he?
Yeah, he's doing
I
NBA
didn't realize
games
that.
for
I figured he
NBC.
was just like doing national. Does he do any college this year?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's been on an Illinois broadcast, but I
No,
know
he
he's
definitely
doing
hasn't.
a
lot
Kanta
of
was
NBA
electric,
stuff.
whatever game we had him on. He was sick.
Which
He's
one?
John Fanta. If we had him
Johnny
for,
Fanta.
Oh, he
we had him
did. He did
for.
Ohio State. He did. He did
Yes.
Ohio State, and he was trying to hype up like the what do they call it, like the ozone layer,
Yeah.
block eye, and it's like, John, I love you, man. You're doing great, but like,
We can
like
all see the
the Ohio State
tarps.
crowd, the Ohio State crowd is getting it. It's like, John, tarps are off or tarps are on, right? Like it just so. But yes, I guess he does. Would that was that on? That was not a was on Fox. It was on Fox.
Peacock, I think.
It was on the cock. Got it. Okay.
It was on the cock.
It was on the cock. Anyways, Sunday. Yes. When I said if we make it to Sunday, I think just because some of us are a fan of the flagship football team in the state. So
okay, so I think that's a great transition
it might be
before.
tough. If it might be a tough Sunday morning here, but we'll be at the bagel. We'll be at the bagel brunch, Joshy, for your 30th birthday. I promise. We will be there.
Ringing in Matt Nagy's first day
I'm,
on the job.
We might be nonverbal depending on what happens Saturday night, but we will be there.
Can we make it past tomorrow first?
Tomorrow.
Indiana football.
Should we have a conversation about
we
that?
We have different. I think
thought
it's okay. We
he
have different
was really
agreements.
like.
No, we have different opinions, and that's okay. Like, it's okay to have different opinions on this.
You said our. We, like, our lives could continue.
Oh, when I say our, I just mean the collective of, like, a human life. Like, I'm not. Go ahead,
should
Josh.
We add context, or should we continue just speaking in
Let's do
life?
this for a few minutes because we could talk about this all day, and I think. Go ahead.
No, you got it. You started the conversation.
Okay,
well,
I'll go.
Sam, go.
I'm kidding.
No. I think you guys set it
Sam
up.
Sam actually started the conversation.
Yeah, Sam, you were the
he
one
said,
that.
Do you guys have severe anxiety because knowing that, like, Indiana football, if they win tomorrow, they're basically national champions? And
which is
not true.
Very pessimistic, but.
Which is a little bit of an assumption. And when you say extreme anxiety, like, I just kind of want to understand, like, you're unable to, like, leave your home due to this anxiety of Indiana winning.
I just like I'm thinking about Indiana football. Like America has to like stop and like watch them be national champions. Like 2 years ago they're firing their coach, and now like America has to stop and they're the national champions for a year, and it's like what the fuck? Like how did this happen? And
they have to stop.
Why are these people who literally couldn't name an Indiana football player before Kurt Cignetti got there, like celebrating a net? Like, that is insane. Like, has any fan base in history had less business celebrating anything than.
And the 2 year run that they've been on, where, like, after last season, they just decided, okay, we're a blue blood. And then, let's say, like, going into the Illinois Indiana game this year, all they were talking about was Illinois has never been to the college football playoff. Like, you guys are a trash program. Like, do you remember who you are? You are the losingest program in all of college football. And like, I was at the game and I'm walking out of there after we've lost 63-10. And all these Indiana kids are like, belt to ass, bro, belt to ass. And it's like, wow, you guys have no idea how fortunate you are that Kurt Cignetti just decided to coach your school. Like, Indiana does not deserve to have like college football greatness thrust upon them in a way that just like winning a national title completely changes a program. And I'm with Sam that it's very scary to think about that that's on the horizon for them.
Besides, like, all of the people I grew up with that went to Indiana that I have to deal with, and they're most likely actually the ones I'll hear from the most if they win their national championship, and please, please, please don't let that happen. Like, I feel like for everyone listening, because we have, like, a lot of listeners in the Chicagoland area who are working in Chicago, like, their number one water cooler buddy is someone that went to Indiana. Like, I think it goes maybe Indiana, Notre Dame, Wisconsin is like maybe Iowa, but like
after Illinois,
after Illinois. Exactly. And it's just like, you have to listen to the guy who doesn't know football talk about how his team is a national champion. And that's my version of hell.
Imagine like 10 years from now, you're walking around Chicago and someone's wearing Indiana Hoosiers 2026 national championship shirt.
Great point.
Like,
great point.
Why did that happen?
Yeah, I love that point.
And it reminds me of Leicester winning the Premier League, except those fans are like so freaking loyal, and these fans, like, it literally fell in their lap.
Those fans in Leicester, they were like, they never had, like, they were always Leicester fans. Like, they knew every player when they were in the championship, when they maybe were in League One. I don't know if they were in League One. And then they were in the Premier League and won it all at insane odds. Indiana, their fans didn't know crap besides the parents who were of the kids on the team.
I think we're applying a little bit too broad strokes. There are like 500,000 Indiana alumni. I think we're being a little bit too like broad generalizing their fans, like versus like, I don't know. We're broadly overgeneralizing, and we sound like sore losers.
Oh, absolutely. This is
we sound
this
like
is
sore
be...
losers. Our team, can't we just enjoy our team? And I know this doesn't take away from the enjoyment of Illinois. I know Johnny and Josh, you went to the bowl game. I know you guys had an absolute ball on Broadway, but like I just feel like there's someone sent this to like their Indiana buddies, and they're just like laughing at us right now, saying, look at these sore loser Illinois ass fans, belt to ass. Like, they're having a great year. Do I want them to win? No, but like it just feels like sourpuss comments. It feels like we're being sore losers
is.
About it right now.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
That's but I think part of college sports in particular is like rooting against your rivals.
I am rooting against
the teams in your conference and not wanting them to have success so then they can go recruit the hell out of it. Like, Indiana winning a national title just elevates them into like long-term being a very good college football program.
Think about every transfer we'll get for like the next few years will probably be like, oh, Indiana must have like passed on them, or Indiana must have like not he must not have been a priority for them.
I'm not rooting for them. I don't think it's not a good thing, but like
I don't and I just don't I don't understand why I don't understand why you're rooting for them.
It's just like it's living too rent free in our heads. I think, look, I will be on my hands and knees, you know, begging for mighty mighty Oregon and Dante Moore to go down the field and belt to ass them, you know, 63-10 or whatever tomorrow. I understand if they don't beat Oregon tomorrow. Like, it now looks like Miami's about to win this game. They just score a touchdown with 18 seconds left. Like, that Carson, that the freaking squirrel from Ice Age is going to have to outplay Fernando Mendoza. So I'm with you guys. I just think it's just a bad look to just be so sour like this. Anyways,
just confirming on Saturday, if the Packers beat the Bears and then go on to win the Super Bowl, what's the difference?
That the difference is I hate the Packers quite literally 10 million times more than I hate Indiana.
But like, you hate them. So like, people have
hatreds. I have hated the Packers with a passion since I could walk. I haven't had this like active disdain for Indiana. And maybe you guys hate Indiana a lot more than I do. And if you do, like, that's fine. But my hatred for the Green Bay Packers runs so much deeper than it does for Indiana that it's in a different stratosphere of hatred.
How much I was thinking about this, how much more annoyed would you guys be if it was Northwestern than Indiana?
That's never going to happen.
Okay, I tell an Indiana fan of that 2 years ago. It's equal for Indiana. Like I could, like in my mind, I could see like Missouri, not that they're like a football rival with us that much, but like I could see like I wouldn't care as much for Missouri. I wouldn't be as upset for Iowa because they've had sustained 8-win success, and we're like, if we continue to like do that, like I would hope 1 year we could have lightning in the bottle and like have that type of championship run.
That's the crazy part is Iowa and Wisconsin basically had like a 30-year history of being like just such 8 to 10 win teams. And even to them, winning a national title was like inconceivable. So that's what's like, it's so insane that Indiana just is now here.
Michigan State
Yeah.
too. Remember when they beat Ohio State?
They were in the
Yeah.
playoffs 1 year. They got
They were in the
smacked, but
playoffs. Yeah, exactly. And like even in the playoffs, you're like, they're never gonna come close to winning
and
that.
even
Yeah.
Northwestern, they were never in the playoffs, but it was like, shoot, like if they actually win the Big Ten championship against Ohio State, like that would really suck. Like Indiana's the last.
All these things were before NIL, though, to be fair. NIL has kind of changed, obviously changed the landscape of a lot of things. Not to say, not to take away from Kurt Cignetti or what he's done with the program. Look, it's a crazy fucking story. It is a Lester type story. It is crazy, but I don't know. We won 19 games in the last couple of years here. Like I'm choosing to focus on that. And if Indiana wins, it will suck. It will ruin my day. It will ruin my week. But I probably won't have extreme anxiety, Sam. So you should probably get that checked out.
Josh and Johnny, I'll see you in the waiting room. Oh man.
So we're about to play Iowa for the first time without Fran McCaffrey as their head coach.
We're
I
it's
there's like an
basketball Kurt
argument.
Cignetti. What?
There's an
We're about to
argument.
play
What?
basketball Kurt Cignetti.
Yeah. There's an argument that they might have more hateable looking players than like the Iowa teams of the past.
Have you seen our team?
Yeah. But like,
Bennett
yeah.
Skurst, hateable face for sure.
And then, like, you could just hate, I'm going to say Cooper Kupp, but it could be Koch or something like that. But he's Cooper Kupp to me.
Probably
He
Cook.
didn't pick Illinois. And I think that was Brad Underwood's problem. But,
I really
right,
hated
Johnny.
Owen,
Johnny, you know the recruit. I don't,
Fernandez.
you
Yeah.
know the recruit.
Yeah. The whole, yeah. I mean, we offered.
We offered, correct.
For sure.
We
And
got one
same
of their
thing
guys
with
next
this.
year.
Yeah. It's true. The next Keaton Wagler.
He bears no resemblance to him, but besides
Ranked 149th instead of 150th. Yeah. From a school in the Missouri,
rural.
Kansas, St. Louis metro area.
Oh,
But
guys, I'm gonna
yeah.
be honest. It's been like 365 days since I thought about David Eichel, and like me just thinking about Iowa sports made me think about him for the first time. So remember when we had him on the podcast?
I do remember that. But Josh, your
That was
point,
crazy.
first game in the non-Fran McCaffrey era, like we're all turning 30 this year or already 30. And the last time Iowa was not coached by Fran, we were in middle school. Like,
Wow.
think about that. That's
Yeah.
a long time.
There were no friends in our lives.
Yeah.
No friends. Wow.
So it's gonna it'll be weird for sure.
Johnny, what does your best friend say the score should look like?
Ken, I believe. Let's take a gander. I was looking at Torvik, and he had Indiana favored, but or sorry, Iowa favored, but that was earlier in the day. I don't know, with the updated
Did Iowa
numbers.
play today?
They lost
No.
to Minnesota 2 days
Yes.
ago.
No.
Yesterday.
Miss.
Minnesota.
That's another
All
thing.
right.
Like
Should we take?
Nebraska and Minnesota being good, that's just annoying.
I don't know if Minnesota's good quite yet.
No. They're not good, but like who, like I need a bye game. I guess Rutgers was the bye game.
Sam, are you sitting down? You're sitting down. There's 20 teams in the Big Ten. Someone's gonna have to, however many teams, 80 teams in the Big Ten, someone's gonna have to be good. Like even if Illinois is good, someone else is also gonna have to be good.
It's a competitive league this year. It's 500 in league play.
Is
50%.
everyone 500 this year overall? Is
Combined,
that
yeah.
that's crazy. And it's not usually like that, right?
Okay, Josh, to answer your question, Ken has us winning 72-71. So it might be a very close game.
I hope it is a close game. We haven't done very well so far in 30th birthday parties.
I was gonna say, I hope it is just like tonight and we win by 26. But
You know what? I actually hope every game's like that. Is that a crazy take?
just hope. No, because that'd be so boring, right? I don't want that. Like, I don't want to just
That was like
win. Like,
Florida last year.
Maddie confirmed wants Indiana win the national
I
title and
want
does not
Indiana
want
winning.
Illinois to blow out
I want
teams.
Indiana winning the Natty. I want us to, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I confirmed I'm rooting for Indiana hard tomorrow night against Oregon and then against officially Miami
Cool if
now.
they blow, so it's cool if they blow out teams. You just don't want Illinois to do it. Got it.
Correct. Yes,
Got
yes,
it.
yes, yes, yes. Quote me on that. Quote me on that. All right. Cool. Well, that was fun. That was fun. Look, we have different opinions. It's okay. That's what makes us special,
It's
is we have
okay to
different.
be an enemy of the state. It's okay.
It's
It's
fine. I'm not rooting for them.
No, it's tough. Indiana lives so rent-free in our heads that we're an Illinois basketball podcast. Like,
We're
I
talking
don't think
about.
we've even said the words like Andrei Stojakovic tonight on the podcast, and we spent like 20 minutes
Honestly,
talking
like
about
who's
how
fine. Yeah, who's
that would
listening
be.
for that
That's
Tonight.
fine. Who cares? Look, Johnny, I get it. You went to the Indiana game. I feel like I would be so much more triggered if I had gone to the game and I'd like seen these Indiana kids just if I
About to
if
ask.
Belta, I've been I
That's kind of
like
funny.
I was watching like the second half of that game, like most of that game just on mute alone in my apartment. Like, so I didn't have the same triggering experience as you. Like, I understand, like, you see the faces of these like 19-year-old kids in your head and you're like, I need that kid to lose a game. I understand if it's a little bit more personal.
100%. Yeah.
I wasn't there.
But
I'm still not rooting for him.
yeah.
I was at in
But
the Indiana Illinois game when like Spoon had that like terrible unnecessary roughness against him because like well it I forgot what it should have been a fumble.
It's
Just
just
was supposed to be a
incomplete.
fumble.
Fumble.
Yeah, it should have been
But
a fumble. But
Fry
like
Tower caught
the Indiana
seven.
fans that day when they didn't even have a football team, there was no one there and they were still fucking annoying.
Well, you guys, we think everyone who
There was
doesn't like
people
our team
there.
is annoying. Like, and
That's
that's okay. And that's
correct.
okay. One day we could do like a ranking of most tolerable fan bases and then most tolerable fan bases after they've just beat you. It's like Nebraska, like most tolerable after they beat you, like not as tolerable.
Ohio State was actually pretty nice to us after they beat us in Champaign this year.
Just
Um,
they
I mean, they
just
just,
kind of
yeah.
they just
They.
go through and they just usually kind of just go through and win shit. So why be upset? They don't ha When you're really good, you don't have to talk shit, right? When you're Ohio State, you don't talk shit.
Have you guys seen the Nebraska fans on like social media the last like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
No.
They're
They're
approaching new level, like they're close to Michigan State level fans.
Wait, what? What are they saying?
They're close. I like how
They
you say they're close to Michigan as that as if that's like an established
yeah, that's the
like point on a
barometer
number
of
line.
Michigan
Like,
State fans, arguably the worst, like in the Big Ten.
why?
Wow.
They don't really they're not really respectful in terms of just like life.
In terms of Twitter
They don't really
etiquette.
value life, let's say, in certain ways.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
And
And
scene.
Nebraska's been close to that. They had
Okay.
they like I mean like specifics, they were getting into it with Jeremy Fears.
The
Like
player?
their fans? Yeah.
Sheesh. That's bad.
Whew. Shots
Speaking about
fired.
Indiana not naming, we're saying that like they can't name players on the football team. We have not even like mentioned David Mirkovich on the podcast today. We're an Illinois basketball
Johnny's trying to bring it
podcast,
back to the
guys.
Johnny, forget it. We're just give it up, man. We're not talking about this team anymore, man. We've moved on.
Have we said the
We're
words
culture. It's
Ivicic
not your
on the
night. It's not your
podcast
night. We're a
today?
culture and
Like,
we do fashion on this show. Now, remember we do like fashion and makeup tutorials on this podcast. Now we decided that we don't. Johnny, do you want to do your little Illinois basketball corner real quick? We'll shut up and listen.
yeah, Illinois basketball corner real quick. Another good game for Keaton Wagler, 17 points. Tommy looked like he got his 3-point stroke back a little bit. Nice to see him make a couple threes. Kylan Boswell back for year two for Illinois. Crazy. I actually would like Highland to maybe like take a catch and shoot three. I feel like he, I don't know, passes up 3-point attempts to kind of like pump fake and drive. And I would just like him to be a little bit more of like decisive with the basketball. Those are some of my Illinois basketball takes, which
Awesome.
is kind of crazy to say on an Illinois basketball podcast.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We should just we'll just start the episode. I'll just cut it
We
and
can cut
start it
this part
right
out,
there.
yeah.
And that'll be the whole episode. Was just your th those four sentences right there. Great insight.
Mihailo Petrović played.
Minutes.
I also kind of understand why Brad isn't playing him, and he is not an offensive rebounding threat whatsoever.
You don't
And
think?
every other player is. So, like Kylan, even though he's the same height, is just so much more physically dominant in a way that he can get rebounds. And Keaton is so much taller and crashes glass. So I kind of get it from Brad. Game number, what is this, like 16, 15? I
Think
kind of get
probably 15.
what Brad, a Hall of Fame coach, is seeing now.
Fair. He's still our crown prince. And we will root for him no matter what he does. No, yes, I agree, Johnny. On the block, he's getting pushed around a little bit, probably too much. That was an awesome Illini basketball minute there. That was cool. Just fast forward to 40 minutes in. All right, boys. Enjoy hate watching the semifinal tomorrow.
Hey, good
Oregon.
luck.
Put
Hope you guys take
your
down
money
the
where your mouth
Ducks.
is, Josh. I want to see multiple units. I want to see multiple units gambled
On
tomorrow.
Indiana, correct?
Yes. I want to see
I
multiple
mean,
units.
Josh has a
As
future on
I
Indiana
have like
dating
six different
long down the
futures on
road. You
Indiana.
guys, you guys, you guys are something special. You guys truly extreme anxiety. Go get that checked out. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode of The Boardroom.